Not my will, but thine will be done. You know, when I was coming up, I used to pray for specifics. I'd like a yellow Cadillac. I'd like some Vogue rims. You know, when I was coming up, you wanted some Vogue tires and some Vogue rims. And then I realized that was, you know, those were wrong prayers. And sometimes when you get what you want, you won't want what you got. And sometimes by putting a solution to a problem before the problem is ready to have a solution, you create a bigger problem. If you want to pray, why worry? You're going to worry, why pray? In other words, it wasn't about the things and it wasn't about the specific wants. It was my needs, and I don't know what I need. He knows what I need. So faith is what you do when you don't have all the facts. So the real prayer, if you want to really test your faith, if you want to really be rolling, the real prayer is, not my will, but thine will be done. Translation, whatever you want to do. It's your world, literally. I'm just your vessel. I walked around earlier today and I shook some hands. First of all, let me tell you why I'm here. Actually, it's related. You don't do business in this world with companies or governments. You do business with people. So it's all about this. It's all about relationships. If I don't see you, I don't see you. If I don't know you, you don't exist. You can send me brochures, videotapes, all kinds of glossy presentations about who you think you are. But if I don't have a relationship with you, if I don't have a relationship with you, if I don't know you, the chances of me hiring you to do something are very slim. I'm not here because the Federal Reserve sent me a brochure, or sent me a video, or sent me a telegram. I'm here because this man, who I was here with a year ago, who I know to be consistent, to be real, called me and said, I want you to come back to Detroit. I want to do that classroom session again. I could have been any place today. I could have been being paid $10,000 for 45 minutes of my time to give a speech today, which is what I charge. I'm in a different city every day. But of all the cities in all the countries, and there are 200 plus countries in the world, where am I?
Detroit.
And why am I here? Glenn Hanson. Give that man a round of applause. Glenn Hanson is, you notice he's white. But he's an honorary black man because he's kind of cool. The other reason that I wanted to come and shake as many hands as I could, and I'm going to try to shake every one of your hands before I leave, is that I want to look you in the eye and give you the respect of your personhood. Because I don't believe the statistics that suggest that you are not going to make it.